Guten Erev Shabbos. In the parasha, Yaakov Avinu speaks to Klal Yisrael, to the Shiftei Kor, and he speaks about Asher Eis Asher Yitra Eschem Be'Aches Hayomim, that this will be Be'Aches Hayomim, the days in which we live today. And Yaakov Avinu, as it says in Chazal, we'll come back to it soon, but Yaakov Avinu says, He Kovtsu V'Shimu, and Sfasemus brings out the point that Yidin who get together, Yidin get together and they're ready to hear a Dvar Torah, they're ready to hear a Dvar Chiddush, a Dvar Chizuk. Hikovtsu and Heosru, that's an Eitzah that Klal Yisrael were given, Shiftikor were given, how Yidin will hold themselves together, the Achis Hayomim. It's a great tchiyah to see Yidin get together, Hikovtsu, Heosru, they get together, Vishimu, wanting to hear a Dvar Chiddush, a Dvar Torah, a Dvar Chizuk. That's Yaakov Avinu's Eitzah, that even when Nistu Mimenu Shechina, even in the dark days of Golos, that's how Yidin hold together, the Heosru and the Hikovtsu. We'd like to speak today about an Indian that comes out from the parasha. Chazal tell us, Meheichon Zohu Yisrael Tzriyashma. From where was Chal Yisrael Zohu Tzriyashma? There's two days in Chazal. One is Meyankiv Avinu, and that's what the Rambam brings in Hilchos Tzriyashma. That when we say every day Shema Yisrael, we are speaking to Yisrael Sava. We're speaking to Yaakov Avinu, Shema Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu takes our Shema Yisrael, he says, Yisrael Shavoyde brings Be'arichos, and he brings it to the Kisei HaKovod. We find in the parasha there's two types of Kriyashma. We know today we also read Kriyashma twice. There's a chiyuv to read Kriyashma v'chol yoyim. Erev v'voiker, v'shochtecha u'v'kumecha. There's a Kriyashma shel Arvis, and there's a Kriyashma shel Shachas. Let us explain the beginning of the parasha. Vayechi Yaakov ve'eretz Mitzrayim shva esrei shono. Chazal tell us, Tana Devei Eliyahu, that Yaakov Avinu, after being saved so many stories, and Chazal, we know from Chazal, Yaakov Avinu took upon himself Tzar Gidul Bonin, and he went through different tzoreis, four tzoreis, Chazal say, preparing Klal Yisrael to be able to live through the Dalet Goliyos. Chazal say, it's only fair that Yaakov Avinu should also have a taste of Achas Hayomim and prepare Klal Yisrael for Achas Hayomim. These years that Yaakov Avinu lived in Golos, lived in Mitzrayim, Vayechi Yaakov Shva Esrei Shona, as it says in the Balaturim, and Chazal Shva Esrei is Toiv. These were Yaakov Avinu's years of Tov, Nistamo Mimenu, Kol Tzoreis, Chazal say. All the Tzoreis of Mitzrayim were spared from Yaakov Avinu. What was Yaakov Avinu's tachlis in these 17 years? Vayechi Yaakov. It doesn't just mean as we think that he lived. Vayechi Yaakov, Yaakov brought Chiyus, the Eretz Mitzrayim, in the Eretz that was Tzar, and represented the Tzilas HaGolos, Yaakov Avinu is bringing in Chiyus to Klal Yisrael. But Yaakov Avinu at this point is living the Achris Hayomim, preparing Klal Yisrael for the Achris Hayomim, for the Yimei HaMashiach. It says in last week's parasha when Yaakov Avinu came and he finally met with Yosef, Rashi says, Yosef fell upon Ayipar al-Tavorov. It doesn't say that he kissed him and Yaakov didn't embrace him. Zotrashi, that Yaakov Avinu was reading Kriyashma. And all the Mepharshim speak about it, why was Yaakov reading Kriyashma? If it was Man Kriyashma, Yosef HaTzadik, he should also be reading Kriyashma. Kama v'kama nekudeks. L'maisa, it would seem that Yaakov Avinu is reading a different Kriyashma. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says in the Sechtes Pesachim, Daf Nun, Hayom ahu yi Hashem echad ushmo yechad imo astakasha otu ha'idna. Today is love. Hashem echad ushmo yechad. The Gemara explains, Ve'olam hazeh, in this world, is lo kishen yish mevorachem ala tov, mevorachem ala ra. There's there's different brachas for different situations. Difficult to see the Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Of course, we believe there's an Emuna, but to see in all Matzavim the Tachlis, the Toiv, that's very difficult. But La'asid Lavai, in all times, everything will be only Toiv, and we'll see Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Yaakov Avinu, at this point, when he meets Yosef, he's finished with the Dalet Goliath, he's finished with the whole Tekufa of Golos. And now for Yaakov Avinu, he reaches the point of Ayoimahu Yia Hashem Echot Ushmo Echot. Yaakov Avinu is reading the Kriyashma Shel Shachas. Yaakov Avinu is reading a different Kriyashma. He's reading the Krishma of La'asid Lavoi, the Krishna of a clarity of Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad, because at that point that's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is living now in the Achris Hayomim, in the Behirus of Vayomahu Yia Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad. We mentioned before the Pasuk, when Yaakov Avinu calls together his children, Hey Osu V'Yagidolachem, and then he says, He Kovtsu V'Shumu B'nei Yaakov Vishumu El Yisrael Avichem. We find in the Medrash over here, but more so in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Vav, and the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu Bikesh Legalis Hasaket, that's the beginning of the parasha, the Nistam Imenu Shchina, so he said to his children, Shema Yesh Bechem Psul. Maybe there's a Psul, and therefore the Shchina was the Salka Himenu, the Shchina was removed from Yaakov Avinu. Shema Yesh Bechem Psul. So the Shifter God said, Shema Yisrael. They said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. Kishem She'ein Belibcha Ela Echad. Just like by you, Shema Yisrael, your Shema Yisrael is a clarity of Achas Hayomim. Kishem She'ein Belibcha Ela Echad. Kach Ein Belibeinu Ela Echad. By us, in the lave, even though the Shvatim already was starting to taste a bit of a time of the Golos, but the libeinu in the lev is echad. Although it's not the goli, they can't see it with that clarity. But the libeinu is ela echad. Really should have been magdim. Then in last week's parasha, before Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, it says in the pasuk, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, and they say, "Eidim to Mitzrayim, yonayche alchagam olay." The Yosef Yoshes Yodai Al Einecho. And it's interesting that Rashi doesn't teach words. The Yosef Yoshes Yodai Al Einecho, what does it mean? There's a Balatur and there's a Rashbam. In the Zohar HaKadosh it says, if I'm saying to bring the Zohar HaKadosh, it says, the Yosef Yoshes Yodai Al Einecho, Dohu Rozo the Kriyashma. That's the seed of Kriyashma. Yosef Yoshes Yodai Al Einecho. And the Chasam Sofer teaches, Yaakov Avinu, as we said before, sees the clarity. Yosef Yoshes Yodai Al Einecho. Yosef will give the ability that if you prepare Klal Yisrael, that even when they go into Golos, they'll be able to put their hands over their eyes and not look around them in the surrounding circumstances and the world around. It doesn't seem to be, you don't see the Hashem Echad, you don't see the Gilui Shchina, you see a lot of Golos and a lot of Hakhosha, denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Of a Yosef Yoshes Yodei Al Einecho, Yosef will give that prayer that you will be able to even in Golos be in touch with the Seid of Kriyashma. So when Yaakov Avinu heard his children, he coughed through, getting together, all the children together, Yosef included, and they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Yosef Shor Posach Yaakov Avinu Ve'oma. At that point, Yaakov Avinu said, Posach Ve'oma. He opened and said, Posach means it's a deeper thing. Posach, he opened something. Something that was closed, some steamer that there was, Nistam Imenu Shema. There's a steamer, there's a closing. Yaakov Avinu opened a Pesach. That even in Golos, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Le'olam Vod will explain soon. The Gemara says, Chazal didn't know what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu said Shema Yisrael, doesn't say in the Torah, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Le'olam Vod. Yaakov Avinu did say it. So what should we do? Should we say it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Should we not say it? Yaakov Avinu said it. Hiskinu lerma oisei b'chashoi. Chazal were mistaken to say it quietly like we do. It sounds like they made a compromise. You can't say it loud, so we say it quietly. What's pshat? How do we understand the hiskinu lerma oisei b'chashoi? We know that Baruch Shem Kvei Machusel Le'olam Voed, the Gemara, the Mishnah, in Yuma, that in the Beis HaMikdash, when we heard Klal Yisrael was zeicha to hear the Shem HaMefeiresh Yoytzen Yitzen and Goda, Ha'om Ha'im Zim Ba'azara, they all said Baruch Shem Kvei Machusel Le'olam Voed. When you hear the Gilui of the Shem, the way it's Nizgala in this world, the Kvei Malchus Shammai is Nizgala in this world, then they said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Vod. That was in the Migdash. In the Migdash we had that tremendous gilui to be able to hear Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Vod. It's brought in Chazal, Shainim brings the Chazal, and Yaakov Avinu, where did he hear? So he says, did Yaakov Avinu hear the Shvach of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Vod? Yaakov Avinu really heard it from the Malachim. It's a Shvach that the Malachi Ashoras heard it, Yaakov Avinu heard the Malachim, with Pashas Vayetze. Malach Elikim Oilam Yerd, and Yaakov Avinu heard the Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusay Le'olam Voed. It says in the Pasuk that Malach HaShoreis, the Chayas HaKodesh, when they say Shira, they have Sheish Knotayim Le'echot. They have six Knotayim, six wings, which they pick up, the Bria, and they say Shira. It says in Chazal, that on these Sheish Knotayim, it says the six words of Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusay Le'olam Voed. That says on this, on the Sheish Knotayim. Gemara Chagiga asks a kasha. It says in one pasuk it says Sheish Knotayim Le'echot. In another pasuk it says Habas Knotayim Le'echot. Sheish Habas Astira. Gemara says that when Yidden went in Golos after Chulin Beis Hamikdash, Nismatu Kamsei Hachayos. The Kamsei Hachayos became less. And two of the Chayas of the Chayas HaKodesh are not functioning. Two of them are not functioning. Now there's only four. Two. There is a Shaila in the Shvara Magdashim, the Yisrael being the Impasha Sayesha, which two words are missing from the Baruch Shem Kvei Malchusay Le'olam Voed? Which two of those words which were written on the Knafayim, two of the Knafayim are not functioning, which two? Rabbi Yisrael himself says that Kvod Malchusay is missing. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Voed, to see Kvod Malchus in this world, Avada Hashem Achad, but it's Kvod Malchus, to be able to see the covenant of the Malchus, covenant of the Malchus is, and the whole world recognizes it. But when it's missing the Kvod of the Malchus, that's in Golos, those are the two words that are missing from Kvod Malchusay, that Shira is missing. I want to say over in the middle, that's parenthetical, of a Meir HaDikavot, from Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, the Chassam Kavrota, in the Sefer Alashas, and in the Sefer Al-Chumash and Pasha, says Chanan, he says like this. We see in the Targum Yerushalmi, in this parasha, when he used the Chazal from that Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Voed, so he uses the Lashon Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach L'Olam Yol Me'ol Maya. So it seems that Yehi Shmei Rabba is the Targum from Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Voed, the Aramish, the Targum of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Voed is Omen Yehi Shmei Rabba. So he asks, you think through the Targum of Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach L'Olam Yol Me'ol Maya, if that's the Targum of Baruch Shem, it's missing the Kvod Malchusay. Where do you have in Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach L'Olam, you don't have a Targum of Kvod Malchusay. So he says. But then the Targum Aramish, that's when Yidden were in Golos already. When Yidden were in Golos, they started to use Lashon Aramish, as it says in Ezra and Nehemiah. That's when they started to use that language. The Lashon of Golos. And Golos is missing Kvod Malchusay. Over there it's like a lacking. It's lacking in Omen Yehi Shmei Rabba, is lacking the Targum. It's lacking the Targum of Kvod Malchusay. In Golos you don't have Kvod Malchusay. That he said very nice trap in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara of Gimel, Rabbi Yosi, when he was nichnas to Churban, he met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he heard a basker Menahemes Kiyoina, a basker that was crying, Oy Lubonim, Shegolo Me Al Shulchan Aviyam, Asher Le Melech Shem Ekalzen Oysay Bebeisay Kach, Oy Lubonim Shegolo Me Al Shulchan Aviyam. So it says that Eliyahu HaNavi told Rabbi Yosi, Lo Yidei Yosi Shabal Vam, Ala Bechol Shah Shal Bnei Yisrael Lechnosim Lebei Shaknesset. We only have a Hei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. Whenever Klal Yisrael enter the Sakneset, they say Hei Shmei Rabba is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He cries out this cry of Oy Rabbanim Shagolu Ashrei LeMelech Shemekalzen Oysei Bedeisei Kach. What's the Oy Rabbanim? Why does the Omeni Hei Shmei Rabba bring out that Basker Lechon HaHemes Kiyoina? This way is very stark, because that's when we say Hei Shmei Rabba, and it's missing, it's a targum of the Shvach. It's a targum of the Shvach that the Malachi Ashores are Meshadchen Oisei, Mekalzen Oisei. So it comes out, Ashrei HaMelech, so Mekalzen Oisei Bebeisei, in fact, B'diuk Ashrei HaMelech. Ashrei, when you could hear the Malchus, and you could hear the Kvod Malchusei, that's Bebeisei. When there was a bias, we heard Kvod Malchusei. But when you have no bias, then it's missing the malchus, is missing that kilus. That's the Omen Yehi Shmei Rabba, the golus take a Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus. That's why as well, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, the Oilam Vod, we say B'chashoy. And Omen Yehi Shmei Rabba, we say Dafke B'Kerlom. This is the Targum. Why do we say that? Because and that we say b'chashoy. We have to come back and understand, Taka, why do we say, what was shot in the compromise that we say bo shen kvei machusoy the oilom word b'chashoy. Here's the machlokes in the poskim. When you say the shem yudkei vovkei, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, that's the same Gemara we mentioned before, that's not Ve'olam hazeh, next week's parasha, zeh shmi lo'olam, zeh shmi lo'olam. And in this world, lo kishem shani nichad ani nikra. In this world we say Aleph Dalet, we don't say out the Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Kriya and the Ksid, the Kriya and the Ksid, we read it one way, we say it one way, we pronounce it one way, but lo kishem shani nichad. So is the Shaila, what are you supposed to be mechavim when you say Yud Kei Vav Kei? Are you supposed to be mechavim the Kavana from the Ksiv, or the Kavana from the way you say it, or both? Maybe you have to say both. Those who have in Svar, the Shesidurim, see the Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Shem Adna inside, you should be mechavim both Shemes. Actually, that's what we have in Amol Yisidurim today. Also see it in some Sidurim that they write out, they print the Shem, they write two Yuds. Where did it come that they make two Yuds to represent the Shem, what's the two Yud? The Kavanah was in a short way to a person could be mechavim both Shemus. It's the first Yud from the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the last Yud from the Shem Adma. So they put the two Yuds, a short way to be mechavim both. But there's achloikish in the Peshkim, I'm clear to be mechavim both or not. The Gro in Shulchan Aruch is machir that you don't have to be mechavim only the way you pronounce it. What you say, that's what you have to be mechavim. You don't have to be mechavim the way it's written, except two shemus. The Gemara says the two shemus from Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Those two shemus, you mechuyev to be mechavim the ksav and the kri, because that's actually the kavanah of Shema Yisrael. That will be in his achay, the kri and the ksav will be b'yoyim ahu, will be echad. So it's, according to the Gemara, we understand that when a person is saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, although he's pronouncing only Hashem Adna. Hashem Adna means that we are Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. But is it clear the whole hemshech of Yud Kei Vav Kei, how you do the year, how everything connects, and everything is the trees, and everything comes with that? We don't see the end yet. The end will be in the end. We'll see the whole hemshech, the how you do the year, how it all connects. But in our machshava, a person enters the Psahaya sphere and he's mechavin Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's that machshava that a person thinks b'shah Shema Yisrael, he reaches a point with roza de kriyashma, with his hands over his eyes, he says Shema Yisrael. His hands over his eyes, he closes his eyes, and he's mechaven the Yud Kei Vav Kei. He enters Migdash. He enters a mokan in his mind where he hears the Yud Kei Vav Kei. For that he says, Bor Shem Kei Machus Eloilom Vod. Bor Shem Kei Machus Eloilom Vod is a Migdash when you heard the Shem V'goli. When you heard it V'goli, you set out Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write Bor Shem in the Torah. The Torah is Nitzchias and it goes through Golus as well. There, it's not the Goli. If it's not the Goli, it can't say in the Torah. The Torah goes through all the whole matzah. Shat, Remna, Zorah, so it has to be Oizgahalten and all in the whole Shleilot. Masha'im came and a Yid says, Bor Shem Kereg Mahfusa Le'ilum Vod. He could connect to the Easter Shor Posach Yaakov. Yaakov Inu opened up Sicha that he heard the Shema Yisrael of Yosef HaTzadik, the Shema Yisrael of the Shvatim, even in Golos, they'll be able to pick themselves up above the whole Golos with the hands over their eyes. Roza de Krishna, and they'll hear the Yitzchei Voskei. That's the Bor Shem Kereg Machus in the Olam Vod, but that's the Chashoy. The Ike Bor Shem Kereg Machus in the Olam Vod, that's the Chashoy, is because Kereg Malchus is yet not the Goli. Kereg Malchus is not the Goli. You can't say, as Bor Shem Kereg Machus in the Olam Vod. But when in the Chashoy, you could say it out, the Kereg Machus. Omen Yeish Meir Abba, which is missing the Kereg Machus, Faket, there you could say, as the Goli, we tell on the chelik that we say is the goloi. It's the kveid malchusoi that's the chashoi that ashrei amelech shemikalzin oisoi bebeisoi. The meisa Yaakov Avinu says twice. He kofzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu el Yisrael avichem. If you look into Medrash, it's clear. Some pasuk to say. It's clear that the Chazal teach the pasuk different than we understand. V'shimu b'nei Yaakov, Chazal understand means say shema to Yaakov. Shimu el Yisrael Avichem, say shema to Yisrael Avichem. That's how it's clear the Chazal. V'shimu means say shema. Yaakov Avinu told them to say shema, but they said shema Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu told them to say the shema. That's how it says in the Rambam as well. V'shimu el Yisrael Avichem, say shema el Yisrael Avichem. L'maisa it says. Twice, it says Yishimu b'nei Yaakov, and it says Yishimu el Yisrael Avichem. As we said before, it seems that there are two Shema Yisrael, there are two Kriya Shemas. There's a Krishna which has a clarity to it, a Krishna Shal Shachas. That's the Krishna of Lossed Love, the Krishna of Yaakov Avinu. However, as we said, Yosef, Yoshes, Yod Aleinecha, Yosef has the ability to pick himself up in Golos, close himself away from the Golos, close his eyes, and pick himself up to be able to be, to see the clarity of Lost and Loving. In Golos, yeah, that's the Kerech of Yosef. The Kerech of Yosef is Vishimu El Yisrael Avichem. We know Yisrael is the higher Madrega. Vishimu to say a Shema that touches Yisrael Avichem. Whereas, the first Shemu v'nei Yaakov, that's the Krishna Shel Aharis, that's the Krishna in Golos, that's the Krishna that not every Yid has the koyach to be able to reach the Raza, the Krishna, the Sod of the Behiros, and even in times of Tzoros, in the darkest times of the Klal Yisrael, the Emuna, Chazal say, Emes v'yatsev Shachas, Emes v'emuna Aharis. It's the same Emes, the Emes never changes. In the Shachas, it's the Yatsiv. You see it with the clarity, it's standing in front of you, it's Yatsiv. In Arvis, it's Emes ve'emuna. That's the two Kriyashmas. There's a Krishna from Bnei Yaakov, and there's a Krishna of Yisrael Avichem. We put on every day Kal Yisrael, the Chazal say here in the Parsha, yeah, make it quick, Amal HaGol Eishmi Korah, say Chazal, Ma panosu b'chol yom, because it says alikim horoya oisim eoidi anayim azeh. Just like panosu b'chol yom, af gu'ula b'chol yom. There is a metzias of gu'ula b'chol yom. And Yaakov Inu, when he sees the tzoros that are coming, ba'achas hayom, and he's opening up a Pesach for Klal Yisrael. How, in Golos, how do we see a touch of gu'ula? How do we have gu'ula b'chol yom? Yaakov Inu gives the eitzah of Shema. Shimu Bnei Yisrael. Shimu Bnei Yaakov. Dishma Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael's Geula B'chol Yom, a touch of Geula to get out of the effects and the influences of Golus and around us is the Kerech Shema Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs every day. Tzum Shayad and Tzum Shalosh. Says in the Mechilta, Kol HaMiniach Tfilin Ke'ilu Keirei B'Teir. The person puts on Tfilin as if he's Keirei B'Teir. So Hashem asks, which passion B'Teir? What means he's Keirei B'Teir? Says in the Pasuk, L'man Tia Teiris Hashem B'Sicha. From that we learn it out. It's Ke'ilu Keirei B'Teir. It's as if he's saying Teiris Hashem is B'Sicha. If you look at the Baal HaTurim, they bring to the Shalmi, and the Baal HaTurim says, Teres Hashem b'ficha is v'gematria zuhi kriyashma. And so Hashem says it's a double portion that when you're putting on film, it's ki'ilu, you're reading what it says in the film. That's the chiddush. You're not saying it out, but you're putting on parashiyas. The parashiyas that say in the film, that's the Teres Hashem b'ficha. L'maisa, we put on film shayad and film shalosh. So it comes out, when you're putting on film shayad, you meniach the parashiyas of Shema, when you're putting on film Shalosh, you're saying again Shema. What's the two Shema? The two Shemas is these two Shemas. One is Shemur Bnei Yaakov, and one is Shemur Yisrael Avichem. The film Shalosh Chazal says, V'chol Ois, V'loi Lachayim Ois, it's covered up, it's Kineger Alev. That's the Ein B'Leib Einu El Echo, that's the film, that the Lev, even though it's not Ba'ayin, even though you can't see it, of the belief it's klor and lecholo is v'loy lacherem lois. Tzvun shel reish hazal tzei to posit on a posit v'lo kol ha'amei oret kishem ha'shem nika olech v'yom imeke eilu tzvun shel reish. Tzvun shel reish is the gilui of a ro kol ha'amei oret kishem ha'shem nika olech. That's the dag of Yosef HaTzadik. Tavisa l'reish Yosef. Yosef is the pshinah of reish. The chin of ayin, bein peiris alei oyin. Yosef is that the chin of Yosef Yoshes Yodi alei necha, that even in golos one could lift themselves up to the laosid love, to a touch of that geula of seeing the clarity of Yisrael avichem, the clarity of Yaakov Avinu Shema. Avada, it's still with the hands over the eyes. You have to close your eyes. You have to pick yourself up. Avi Yosef gives that kayach to be able to pick ourselves up in Golos and say that Kriya Shema. It's very gishmak, according to this, the Orach HaShulchan and Hilchas Tzvun brings a Zohar HaKadosh. You have to see inside and tight it up. Akoponim B'kitza. And the Zohar HaKadosh, it says, contrary to what we think, except it is that when you put on Tzvun Shalosh, we say Baruch Shem, because it's a suffix with a Baruch HaLevah Tolle, so we say Baruch Shem Kodesh HaLevah. Baruch HaShulchan brings in the Zohar HaKadosh Nishtadeh. And Zohar HaKadosh it says, just, may end this, just as it says in the Mishnah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro Hovu Goydel Elikeinu. The key of a Baruch Shem Kodesh HaLevah is Ki Shem Hashem Ekro. When there's a Kriyas Hashem, Kriya means it's said out, it's pronounced, B'Goloi, then you say Baruch Shem Kodesh HaLevah. Everybody hears, sounds very much like Kishem Hashem Echa. Shem Hashem is Nikra Olecha. Through the Tzum Shalosh, there's a Kriya of Shem Hashem. So just as the Kriya of Shem Hashem, the Migdash, requires a Baruch Shem Kodesh Machus Elohim Vod, when you put on Tzum Shalosh, that's already a touch of Migdash. That's a touch of Yosef HaTzadik's ability of Tavisa L'Reish Yosef. Then you say Baruch Shem Kved Machus HaLeilam Vod. That's the Baruch Shem Kved Machus HaLeilam Vod of Tfil Shalosh. As it says in the Svarim, Chiddush HaSvarim very much so, that a different psukim, that Shem is the Rosh HaTevah Shem Kved Machus HaLeilam Vod. And it says that Yosef was given in this parasha Shem Achad, Alach Echad. He has the Shem from Echad. The Shem Kvod Mahusai, that's Yosef HaTzadik, that he should be able to hear the Echad Me'en from Shimu Yisrael Avichem and be able to be a touch of Migdash. As it says in Zeh HaKadosh, V'osu li Migdash, Dohu Raza de Tzvun. The sod of Tzvun is a touch of Nigdash. It's going into the bias, and over there's Ashrei HaMelech, Shemekaltzen, I say, there's a Boshe, and Kareem HaKus HaLeilam Vot. Maybe she's all Helzen, we should be able to be Zoyche, to Vahoy HaShem LaMelech, Vayim Ahu Yih HaShem Echod, Ushmoy Echod, V'meheira Didon, to the Krishna of Yisrael Avichem.